Now you're about to hear four saxophone players brought together by a caring adult in the name of Ben Barson. You'll get to meet each of the sax players in just a moment. Together, they are known as Way of the Saxophone.
Thank you.
play of the saxophone, and you guys sound absolutely great today. Now, it's really bothering me because I know the song, it's bass, so something, and it's I should know. And what song did you just play?
We played Mascanada.
Mascanada, yeah. That was bothering me. I know the song very well. Gosh, somebody had a hit with that. And I can't, Ben, do you remember?
Was it Gilberto?
I think it was Gilberto.
That's how I know it from, but apparently it's written by Jorge Ben.
I think it was Gilberto, Gil, having a hit with that, I'm pretty sure. And we should meet you, not talk about the song.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Alex Grove.
And Alex, where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to Canon Mac High School and I'm 17.
Any shout outs to anybody who might be listening? Who's here with you today?
Mr. Rush. Mr. Rush.
Mr. Rush.
Middle school band director. Yeah.
Oh, where is he? Or is that a shout out to him?
Who's, he's listening.
He's listening. Hi, Mr. Rush. I'm glad he's listening. What got you interested in playing the saxophone?
I just wanted to play a different instrument. I've know how to play a variety of them, so I just kind of wanted to get into saxophone.
That's great. What else do you play?
I played trumpet, French horn, saxophone, the mallets, and guitar.
Wow, that's a lot. You must like music quite a bit. Do you write at all or compose?
No.
Do you play in any bands and other than this one or your school band?
I just play in this one in the high school.
Well, that's great. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for being with us. That's Alex Grove. And let's meet the next person who's here with us. And this is good. I know this is Brendan Stillwell because you're not Kate. You're not Nicole. You are Brendan.
Yeah, I'm Brendan Stillwell.
And tell me about yourself.
So I am 15 and I go to Canon McMillan High School.
And how long have you played sax?
I've played since the fourth grade.
And do you remember what it was like when you first started? I always like to ask that because there may be people learning right now wondering, am I ever going to get it?
When I started, I kind of just wanted to have fun and try to play around a little bit with practice. And then we started doing little tests in band every week. So I started practicing from the book.
Well, that's great. So you wanted to do well on the test. What would a test be like?
In the books we had, there were little exercises in there. Like one was Skip to My Lou. So we would have to play through that.
Did you do well at the beginning or did you have to practice a lot?
I did pretty well in the beginning.
Well, that's great. Do you want to acknowledge anybody? Or?
I'll also acknowledge Mr. Rush and my dad for bringing me here.
Excellent. Is there a marching band at your school?
Yes, there is.
And are you playing in it?
Yeah, I play alto for that.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now I have a 2 out of 2 chance, although I think I'm pretty sure you're Kate. Ah, I blew it. Nicole, hi.
Hi.
Because I know you two have both been here, right? And I think Brendan's been, you've all been here, have you? Yeah, I thought so. Nicole, tell me about yourself.
I'm 15. I go to Peters Township High School.
And you've played sax for a while, too?
Yeah, I've played since fourth grade.
Do you have any other interests?
I'm involved in the high school softball team.
Excellent. What position do you play?
I'm usually playing right field, but I'll occasionally play a pitcher.
Do you prefer hitting or fielding?
I like fielding better.
Wow. A lot of people like hitting. That's good. You must have a pretty good arm if you're out in the outfield.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Oh, any shout-outs? We could have you say hi. No, actually, it wouldn't make much sense to have you say hi to Mr. Rush. Do you know Mr. Rush?
No. No, I don't.
Different school district. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'll say hi to my grandparents. They brought me here.
Great. And let's say hi to Kate. Finally, hello, this is Kate Hardy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry to think you were Nicole. And can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm 15 and I go to Peters Township High School.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Any shout outs or hellos?
To my mom. She brought me here.
And let me ask you about other interests, too. Anything else you like to do?
Sing, play piano, and then clarinet. Just started it.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. I can take that microphone from you, if that's easiest. And we'll talk with Ben in between two more songs. So we'll have you all do one, and then we'll talk briefly with Ben, and then have you close out with one more. I wonder, we'll listen to what you do, and then we'll see if any of us know it. Here again, The Way of the Saxophone. The Way of the Saxophone, and you guys really sounded like a solid unit in that song, and for a moment I thought I heard somebody singing. If you saw me put my hands on my ears and I was listening, and there were notes being created by the combination of the saxophones, that at least I think that's what I was hearing, that was just really exquisite.
Yeah, the composer of this piece, he's a Spanish saxophonist. I never heard of him, Pedro Eratuli. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he does some really interesting stuff with harmonics, and this piece is called Waltz. It's part of a jazz suite. We're going to play a selection from it called Blues, so I guess he goes through all these different styles in it. But yeah, it's very challenging. I mean, we're going from this, you know, kind of boom, bump, to this more lush thing, lots of really high notes moving, complex chords. That was Brendan taking a solo in that piece. And before on Masquinada, we had Nicole, Kate, and Alex taking a solo. And, you know, that's one of the things that we really try to emphasize here is, you know, improvisation. I mean, jazz is a, you know, an African-American art form that's become synonymous with, you know, American music. And a lot of times in the school programs, instructors, like, don't have as much training in that as in, like, the, you know, the Western art music tradition. But I think this is really a space where the saxophone is home and people can find their personality and their sound and their soul, like, through playing in these kind of groups. That's why, you know, I commit so much time. Everyone here, too, we've been meeting every Monday for, like, 2 or 3 years, I think, consecutively. We haven't really missed a Monday. So I don't know. It's a really kind of amazing space that these young men and women have created with me, and it's really, you know, a pleasure to play with them.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny. I didn't even think harmonics is definitely what I was hearing. I don't think about harmonics coming from wind instruments. Mm-hmm. You typically think about stringed instruments with harmonics, but of course they can happen at any time. David's listening from David's Music House, and he just sent me a note asking me to let all of you know how great you sound as you're playing together.
Thanks, Dave.
Really appreciates it.
Thanks, David.
They're all saying thank you, but you can't hear them.
They're all saying thank you. we're going to... that's me reaching to get the mic from Ben. And check out Ben. We're going to talk with Ben some more after this next song about his work in the Abby Lincoln program at August Wilson Center. We'll talk about that together coming up. And we'll also, Ben's got a number of projects. We're glad he came to Pittsburgh. Lots of great things coming. And let's, what are you going to close up with here? Oh, is this Blues from the same composer? Okay. Once again, here we have the way of the saxophone. Thank you. Wow. The Way of the Saxophone. Brendan, Kate, Nicole, Alex, Ben, thank you for being here.